Whittington?
Senator Anderson calling the president.
One moment, please.
Senator Anderson on 90.
Hello? Yes? This Clint Anderson?
We are considering McNamara presenting the platform committee this afternoon public for the first time that in 60 to 61, we eliminated from our nuclear stockpile some of the large weapons and replaced them with smaller ones. And the result was a substantial reduction in the total yield. The reduction was personally approved by President Eisenhower in 60 on the unanimous recommendation of Joint Chiefs and Defense Secretary Gates. The information will make public the size of our nuclear stockpile in the 60-61 period. And along with information which the Joint Committee now has, you can make it possible then for the experts to estimate our present stockpile. McNamara feels that the information should be made public. Bundy agrees that the only way to reply to misinformation is to make public more details about our stockpile. Seaborg acknowledges that the decision to make public is not for the commission to make, but he wants to make clear that the information is restricted data and has been very closely held.
Very closely.
The commission this morning will make a decision to declassify the information, contingent on my decision. Now, I need a good deal more background on it. McNamara has got the whole overall picture and is a very competent and understanding fellow from not only a political standpoint, but from the public relations standpoint and from the defense standpoint and from the Goldwater standpoint and another standpoint. But offhand, a flag went up with me when I saw this suggestion of bringing in the size of our stockpile. I assume that I don't want to give anybody any information that makes it easier for him to know exactly what's in it. But obviously he thinks that that's no damage. And obviously, I guess he thinks that Goldwater down the road will start attacking us for the reduction in the stockpile. Therefore, I assume he wants to be ahead of the hounds. I think that maybe there ought to be a discussion at the highest levels without anybody knowing about it that would involve your judgment and perhaps Pastore's so that we have a rounded judgment and not just a defense or atomic energy. Maybe somebody has to speak at a box supper or at a barbecue and get his reaction to it. I want to see him in 5 or 10 minutes. That's why I had to talk to you before I did see him. I'm sure that he will urge this, and he's testifying for the committee, and he thinks that's the time to do it. And he feels it very strongly, and you don't ever just override your cabinet officer without having a lot of information I don't have now. So I have great respect and confidence in him, but I want to just have a broad base of information and knowledge before I make a decision if I'm called on to make it. Now, that's about what it adds up to.
Mr. President, I would be very much worried by it. Well, when I first went on the Joint Committee in 1951, they started giving me stockpile information, and I walked out of the room because I didn't think I needed it. Brian McMahon used to take a position then that he wished that nobody would stay in the room except those that had to have the information.
Who took that position?
Brian McMahon.
Yeah.
Now, all these years since, I have taken some stockpile information that's given to me. I have listened to it and tried to keep discussing it. And I object. You know, Ed Johnson got some information one time. He talked too much. He never gave any more out for a long time. I would think that McNamara ought to be able to say that we reduced the size of weapons without specifying the size of the stockpile. You're going to have some problems if you do specify the size of the stockpile because we are oversupplied. We've got an overkill in these weapons. We did cut the size of our big bomb. And that would bring on some questions of judgment because the Russians built theirs up and got 200 megatons while we were cutting ours down from one figure to another. And I would think that you'd have a hell of a busy week trying to explain why we gave the Russians information which they're dying to get. Now, he may be right, I don't know. But I think that we're in better shape if we say we've got plenty. If we say we've got 10,000 of these, 5,000 of those, 2,000 of this, 1,000 of that. Because that throws you open to where you have to be able to defend what your size of the stockpile is. Whereas the present time, we take it on faith. Now, Stu Samuel harassed the living hell out of me for a long time trying to get me to tell him the size of the stockpile. He said he was entitled to know. I never gave him a line of information. Made him mad as hell, but I never gave him a bit of information because I didn't think it was proper. And I can't help but feel, and it's been a sore subject to me for a long time, I can't help but feel that it's a mistake to just blurt it out what the size of our stockpile is. Now, the Russians have printed figures, other people have calculated, and our scientists have guessed. But nobody knows for sure.
How close do they come?
Well, I thought one figure that I saw was a little over double what they actually had. And I didn't know what to say about it, whether we should criticize it or what we should do. Now, the Russians, I don't know what their figures really are, because they don't talk about it. But I would... as a matter of fact, we got more weapons than we need. We know we have. The whole program of bombs on base was decided upon because we had to have some other place to put them and where we were putting them. We didn't have a place to store them any longer. And I'd rather have it that way than have everybody know exactly how many we had and where they're located. I really think that you say McNamara's a very smart man. I couldn't agree with you more. I think he's a brilliant person. But sometimes the political implications of these things escapes a man who hasn't spent his life in politics. When Truman wanted to give the Russians the secret of the bomb, we had a hell of a fight in the cabinet meeting. I led it. I finally was joined by Tom Clark, and then by Fred Vincent, and then by Forrestal. And we had a hell of a fight over it because I don't know whether it was wise or not, but Stimson wanted to give the Russians the secret of the bomb. Now, Truman wanted to do it, and probably we'd have been wise to have done it. But he had taken an awful licking in public opinion. And I say it may have been wrong. I felt it becomes the wrong decision. But nonetheless, I was so afraid that the barbers and the boot blacks would say, well, goddamn, he didn't have to give that up.
We'll have to talk about it more. You think about it, and maybe I can call you after lunch before he appears. But you give a little more thought to it.